Parashas Nosai, you have Luchur Nosai is a hemshich of Parashas Bamidbar. You have the Chni of Klai Yisrael around the Mishkan and so on, getting ready for Hakamas HaMishkan. You have Parashas Nosai, where you have the Sipat Var, the Seder of the Leviim, and you have Shiluach Machnis, which is all part and parcel of the Avodas HaMishkan, the Meras HaMishkan. And then you have at the end of it, you have the Hakamas HaMishkan, you have Birchas Karnim, which is in the Inyan of the Mishkan, and then the Hakamas HaMishkan. So at least we understand, so that Seder Advarim makes a lot of sense. It's one Hemshich about Hakamas HaMishkan, from the Seder in the Midbar, through the Leviim and the Chanukas HaMishkan HaMizbeach. Fine. In the middle you have two parashas, a parasha of Seit and a parasha of Nazir, which seems to come in really completely out of sync with the rest of the parasha. These are two inyanim that are mitzvahs, aveis, yes, they both include an element of the Mishkan, the Naziyaf bin Karbonis, the site you take from the Afar Mishkan to the Mishkan, but it's certainly very, very tangential. That's not the Ikka part of it. And yet, it's put in smack in the middle of the parashias of the Hakamas HaMishkan, Seder HaMishkan, so on. Almost as if that would be the Achelik of the Seder HaMishkan. One would be tempted to say that just like you have right after the parasha of the Mishkan, right at the beginning where you have the Leviim, and the Leviim are there for the Shmira on the Mikdash, that's the Tafka Leviim, and they're supposed to be the Shmiras HaKadosh. You then have Shiluach Machnis, which is a Shmira of the base of the Mishkan from Tumah. So one would like to understand Nazir and Seita in the same oifen, that Ki'ilu, in a certain sense, Parshas Nosai deals with the Shmir of the Mishkan. Leviim are the Mishmeres HaKodesh. Harachokas Temeim, Shiluach Machnis, is the Shmiras HaKodesh. Nazir and Seita is some sort of Shmiras HaKodesh. And then when you have that in place, you can have the Chanukas HaMishkan there. But we need to understand a lot more specifically what Nekuda, what Inyan is this Shemira there for, that's specific in the Yechter of Mishkan, and what's the point of it, and so on and so forth. Chazal over here have a, they speak about the Medrash here is the longest Medrash actually in the Torah. They always point out that the amount of in terms of psukim, it's the longest parasha, most medrash, most zera kaddish on it, and so on. But they always say it's because it's matan Torah before matan Torah. But agapanim, the medrash here goes isha isha ki yafli linda neder. It goes on the parasha of nedarim. So it says hahu dechsev. The pasuk that Chazal are dashing here is shukov amudei sheish. There's a pasuk in Shirim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shukayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol is Mida, that's called a Shoik, is Amude Sheish, it's pillars of Sheish, which is stone, marble. Shukov Zeho Oilam, so it says like this. The Pasuk describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol and all his Midas and Hagis, Kilud be a Guf. So it says Shukov Amude Sheish, the Shukayim, the thighs are Amude Sheish. I want to add just one nekuda of pshat pirish. In the figurative speech of Chazal, and Betzim, that's the Metzias sort of. The regel is like the wheels to a car. They're there that a person should go from place to place. It's really sort of ancillary to a person's Metzias bechlal. The shukayim, the thighs, are sort of like pillars on which a person stands. The shuk supports the body. It's as if the person himself would be able to stand on shukayim. Now that you want to add motility to it, then you add to it you add the feet, the raglayim. But if we ask ourselves, what are the supports of the body? The shuk is, I mean, that's also physically, it's the strongest, sort of thickest, most solid part of the person's body. Ha'odach siv, shukav amudei shesh v'chulu, shukav ze ha'olam shenishtoike kakadosh baruch hu lebroisoi, k'modach siv v'olai tshukosei. So the shukim is the world was shukov is the world shenishteike kadosh baruch hu lebroisoi. It's that which Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mishteike to create. Umenayin shekein oimer shenema vayichul hashemayim v'aretz ve'ein vayichul hashem tayv and so on. So the amud of sheish is referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's shuka. Is this world, and he says, why sheish is this 6 days of Bereishis and so on, but al kaponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the Mida with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is called Tshuka. That's one. And then there's a second Inyan, it says over here. There's many Inyanim here, it goes through a lot of different things, but Chazal say that Amud of Sheish is going on Torah. That's also a tshuka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Amud of Sheish. It's a very long arichas here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu but it's one, here it is. Dovach, shukav Amud of Sheish, shukav Zutera, shenema v'shikul atzmoiseich. So the Torah is a pchina of shikui, which means drinking and so on. And we'll see in a second, that's also Miloshni Shtoikikus. Vishikui Latzmasayach. So two in Yonim, Amud Eshesh, Lomnish of Torah, Amud Eshesh, Amud Eilam, and so on. But it says on it, the Loshni Shikui, which means both Mashke, and both Loshni Tshuka. And we'll see in a second that Loshni. It's very not clear in it's a huge arichas the medrash here, the exact shayches to our parasha. It seems from the hemshach advarim the medrash that it is it's telling me the inyan of parashas soita and so on, good shukas, bad shukas and so on. That seems to be sort of the flow of the medrash. Very very long arichas, but that seems to be the end of it. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida that gives the world a kiyum is called Tshuka. And the Hishtoikikos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Amudim. Everything else stands on top of that. In the Lashon of Tshuka, so there are different Lashonis for Taiva. There's Taiva with a Vav, there's Taiva with a Beis, Taiva, both of them mean very similar. There's erga, there's tshuka. V'hoya, so the pasuk in Shai Choftes, pasuk ches. V'hoya kashe yachloim haro'ev, v'hine oichel, v'heikitz. So he's speaking over there about Klai Yisrael hoping for good things and they don't come. You wish for something to have changed and the reality hits in your face. V'hoya, kasheyachloim horoev, just like a hungry person dreams. V'hine oichalen, and he sees food in front of him. V'heikids, and he wakes up v'reiko nafshoi, and there's nothing there. V'kasheyachloim atzomei, like a thirsty person dreams. V'hine shoisa, and he's drinking. V'heikids, and wakes up. V'hine oyev, and he's still dry. He's still it's parched. V'nafshei shoykeika, and his nefesh is chalashing to drink. So there's a difference between what happens when you dream about food versus dreaming about liquid. When you dream about food, so the Malm explains, yesh hevdol ben rov acholei min atzom acholei. If somebody is hungry, hunger is his stomach is empty, it hurts, and he would like to fill his stomach. So the same chaser that you had when you dreamt, and when you wake up, it's one and the same. Because it's just, the hunger pang is that there's no food in your stomach, and you when you dreamt, you're hopeful, and then when you wake up, you're disappointed. In drink, he says, v'reka nafshay, the v'reka nafshay is going on hunger. But v'kashach lamatzom v'hine shoyse, v'heikitz, v'nafshay shoykeka, Tzimoran has another factor to it, has a certain element of tshuka to it. The person is thirsting for something, and there, if a person, a dream only serves to stimulate the thirst. A dream is something that sort of arouses the shkika, and if a person has the dream, wakes up, he's more thirsty than he was before. Hunger is more or less the base sensation of a person's empty stomach. Shtia contains itself another dimension, and shkika is something which is more than just a sense of emptiness and pain. It's a tshuka for something. That's what Imam describes it. If you take a look around a little bit in Yonim of shekeka, there's another of tshuka. There's another inyan that you see a difference between tshuka and other forms of taiva and so on. Most of the forms of taiva are sort of, and what's the right way to say it? It's a passive. I like chocolate a lot. It means I have a great taiva for chocolate. I sort of, having a taiva for chocolate describes if I were to eat chocolate, I would feel very, very pleased. That's sort of when I say I like chocolate, I want chocolate, and so on. Those are the lashonis of wanting and desire. You know, eva is to the, like a verb sort of. Tava is the sense of liking it, of wanting it. Nefesh shekeka, it's a pasuk in Tilim. Nefesh shekeka means a nefesh that is being mishtekek. Veil of chukosek, it's an active, you are pining towards something. You want something. You desire something. It's the active phase of the craving. There's a Rashi that says, Rashi speaks, he teaches the word ke'ayel tara galafike moyim. So Rashi says, what does the word taroig mean? Pasuk Tilim and Beis. So Rashi says an incredible hagdara. The word tarog means, the pashta pshat of the word tarog is also to yearn, to want something. Like the lashon erga is a lashon of yearning, of wanting, and so on. Rashi says it is the sound of the deer of the isle wanting water. It's the sound that he emits when he wants it. Just like he says, the nehima of an ari, when a lion is roaring to go to battle, roaring to go eat, that's nehima. And like shoykeikos to a doiv. A doiv is a bear. Chazal say a bear has the most, is the most taivadik of the balachayim. So he says the shekeka of a doiv, the shkika of a doiv, is the sound of the doiv emanating, his expressing, his taiva. So Rashi tells us there's a whole genre of words in Lashon Kodesh that mean two things. They mean taiva, craving, and they mean a coil of the Baal Chai when it's expressing that craving. So we have the musig of tshuka. The musig of tshuka is that which is it's the proactive element in of craving, of desire, of wanting, at kerekach, that it expresses itself with a certain coil. It expresses itself it gives expression. It's not just if I were to have it, I would feel immediately gratified, immensely gratified. It means I would. It's my metzias is pursuing that. That's what that coil is. When the lion is noyheim, he is, you know, his kol atzmoise tamarna. That's his metzias. He's saying, he's doing, he's summing up his entire metzias in the expression of nehima, the way a dove express it in shkika and so on. Let's try this. So we have Chazala describing here Amud of Sheish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's that the pillars on which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested the world is called Tshuka. Let's try to understand it in the way Chazal, I think, are describing our Indian over here. When we ask ourselves, what is the Mida on which a person could pass, on which you could build the Mishkan? The Mishkan has to stand on something. The Migdash has to stand on something. So we need to find an inyan or nekuda, which is the base on which you can put it on. So the ava in itself, the parva ava, that I am mightily pleased with Hashem, is not a mida that is the ultimate connection. The Mida which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world because it's mishtekik to the world, means just like the Mida HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down as a basis for having a world is called Tshuka, that's the Amud of Sheish, so too, when we put down a place that has in itself a way of reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bottom rack midah has to be tshuka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the very core of a person the midah called tshuka, which is not the pleasure, it's not the desire to have something, but it's the kol atzmoisai. Let's give an example of a difference in the two things. A child likes chocolate ice cream, and let's say a mature mechubedika chasheva adult likes chocolate ice cream. They both like chocolate ice cream. It might even be the same person. He was once young, he was older. When a child wants chocolate ice cream, so his whole metzias is into it, and when he eats it, there's a quality of a kol atzmoisei tamarna to it that is, it's as if the sum total of the child is in is eating it, and he'll pursue it, and he'll go for it, and he'll ask for it, and so on and so forth. Somebody who's matured, who's grown up, who's an adult, will like it, will enjoy it, will be very pleased to get it, but when he eats it, he can talk to you at the same time. He's not going to make himself, he's not going to be mevayish himself, not going to be vaz himself to get it. It pleases him. Well, you know, if you ask him what I would like, chocolate I enjoy the most. But for a person who's developed a little bit, it's not going to be the same kol atzmoisai. So liking something, enjoying something, being pleased by something, is not at all the same as tshuka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into a person a midah called tshuka, which is the core midah of the person. That which I pursue with my entire being is my tshuka. However, the way in which the Yetzirah has, the way in which, where the mishal lies for it is, if the tshuka is put into something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other than Ruchnius, then I've short-circuited the process. It says, "Kol makom shata moitze gedel arayis, shamata moitze kedusha." There are two inyanim that the Rambam lists under the heading of kedusha, and it's taken from the pasuk because both of the pasuk use the word kedusha. One is is Surei Machol Sasuris, and one is Arayis. Both of them are in Yonim that subvert Tshuka into physical world. And that's why these two things are in Yonim that it's worth to put so much effort in to work on. That because if a person subverts his Koyach HaTaiva, it's not just a particular Avera. Then on what am I building the foundation for Ruchnius? Ruchnius can't come, just like the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was because of his Amud of Sheish, because there was a tshuka for the world. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why Adam reaches out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only chetimtzim which Adam reaches out HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the midah of tshuka. And if tshuka is subverted to something else, it doesn't go any place. You can have a taiva for many things. You can't have a tshuka for many things. A person can like chocolate ice cream, can like strawberry ice cream, can like this, like that. But the person, tshuka means that's the motor that drives me. That's the engine that drives me. And that's why by a woman that it says, ve'elov tshukaseich, for a man, it's more p'china of a taiva. So tshayach that there should that he should take kamanoshim. That's mikra did. By a woman, since it's ve'elof shukaseich, so her mitzias can only be bound up with one mitzias, and therefore it's not shayach for to have two. It's a treile chazir. So the Torah is now giving us the parasha of Shemira for the Mishkan. So it first the Torah goes through. It says the Klal Yisrael, the way they're reined up, and the way the array of Klal Yisrael is around the Mishkan, ready for Mishkan. You now have the next layer. You have the Levim. The Levim are there for the Mishmeres HaKodesh, but they can guard that nothing comes from the outside, that no tumah is brought in from the outside, nobody who's not supposed to go in. The inyan of Shemira is not to allow in anything from the outside that will spoil this. But then there's another element, and that is the nekuda of the pnimius. And if you can have everything protected, but if the tshuka has been subverted by something else, that there's no tshuka, then it's dead, and you've built a mishkan on sand. There's nothing underneath it. There's no chuk over here. There's no nefesh shekeika. So the next two inyanim are inyanim, the inyan of nazir, Chazal say, since wine is a thing that people crave for, it represents a certain chuk in Machol Suris. We think of wine, v'derech klal, as being bad in terms of it brings to bad things because you lose your sense of judgment. Be'emes, it carries in itself, it's something that is addictive. The person waits for the bottle of wine. It can become a tshuka for a person. And arayas becomes, arayas is where tshuka becomes subverted. It's like somebody taps a line, there's a water line, and somebody taps it someplace before, and it becomes, instead of an activity that has chshivas and comes with a taiva, it becomes the person's tshuka. And in that way, you basically have, you've taken the pipeline and you've subverted it before it reached where it's supposed to reach. That's the inyan of arayas. So the two inyanim that become a person's shkika and the nela take it away from the Mishkan, that's the final shmir that's put into place. It's very interesting. We need to understand the oimik of it. It's called Kisimol Ma'al, by Isha, by a Soita. She betrays her husband because another man took her away from her husband. She's lost her bond to her husband by having the other person there. It's the breaks the bond of the husband. The Targum types it Lashon Sheker. It's the relationship to husband is now a false relationship, because there's no more tshuka for the husband. There's someone else that she's mishtekek to, and in tshuka there's no makom for two. It's interesting. There's a Rambam in Nevuchim that he speaks about the bizoyan of drinking wine. He says the amount that you need for a suda, the normal amount is certainly necessary. It's good and it's fine. But drinking parties, he says, he sees them as being worse than arayas. And he gives two very interesting reasons for it. It's not in the name, but I just want to show the kesher between the two. In other words, these are two inyanim of shtia more than achila. Shtia creates a certain shekeka to it, like we saw in the pasuk. And so in macholos asuras, shtia of yayin is sort of a certain spitz. And arayas, those are the two inyanim that are moneya from a person to be mishtekik for toiv. And when a person puts the right gedorim around it, b'mila his tshuka latches on to toiv. The person is a mishtekik. The Mishnah in Baba Kama, according to Waman Yama, calls Adam Amazik Mav'e. And Mav'e is Miloshan quest, in Boyin to Boyin. In other words, Adam, the definition of Adam is the seeker, the one who pursues, as opposed to Balachayim. Balachayim are fine with where they are. It has a limited amount of pursuit. There's the Noyim, there's the Ari Noyim, there's the Dov Shoykeik for his Inyanim. But Balachayim, it's kind of, there's Hanoah Lezekoi, there's Derech Hiluchoi, but it's not, he's not, a cow is not a mishtekik. Adam is a mave, and that's why in the pursuit of whatever it is they're pursuing, there tends to be a zekim on the side. So our parasha, so the parasha of Nosai is telling us that the inyan of the basis for Avodas Hashem is tshuka. Which means an active pursuit of something. It's an active pursuit when it's betara of a lekus. It's shaykeka is an inyan which is not just that I enjoy it, that I like it, that I look forward to it. It is what I pursue. And the big moneya of the toiv in that is when I am doing it the biggest moneya of the pursuit of toiv is when my koiches of pursuit become attached to something else. And in the world of taiva, arayas, or macholos asuras are the two areas where persons tap into those koiches, and in as much as a person is shayach to dozenyanim, he's not shayach to ruchnias. You can enjoy many things, but you can't have a tshuka for many things. Tshuka is, this is the arrowhead, this is the point where I'm driven by my taiva to. Nobody is driven to two women. A person is driven to someone or someone or someone, or taivas noshim as a whole. But it always has to come, what I'm driven to is always a point. It's an akuda. And it has a hagdara. It's where I gather up all my koiches and pursue that. In as much as this is something which is the person's, it's the person himself, and it's an expression of himself. It comes along with a koil. It comes along with a sound, which means that every sound, every koil, is an expression of the being, an expression of the person. So when you have the Ari is Noyheim, the Dov is Shokek, the Ayil is Tarog, so those are the koilus of the Baal Chai. It's the koil of the Ishtekikus. It is the sound most innate to the Baal Chai. because it's the sound of the Baal Chai pursuing its innermost craving. By Klal Yisrael, that's the other Chazal, that Dashnet for Torah. The Mokrim that we find a Koil, we find two places. We find Tefillah, which is also Lashem Tevoyim Boyun. That's one type of Ishtaikikus. It's Ishtaikikus towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Koil and Tefillah is an inyan of a person being Mishtaikik for Keil Chai. Kei Nafshi Tareg Elecha. Came by Kodesh Chazisicha, an imitation of the Mikdash and Machna Beida. And in Torah, you have a coil of Torah, which at the coil of Torah is not just, well, if I need to speak something learning, I'm going to have to say it out loud. We've spoken about many times that talking and learning, saying it out loud, is a school of remembering it, for knowing it, for getting a handle on it, and so on and so forth. That's all true. But when a person walks into a Beis Medrash, and when a person hears somebody learning with a koil, it's very hard to escape the fact it's an expression of the person's tshuka for emes. That's when we learn and we're very into it, and we say it out and we talk it out. That's the sound of people pursuing the emes. And when people pursue the emes, that's when a person realizes himself. It's now coming towards Shavuos, with holding the Erev Shavuos, it's we have a week ahead of us that Be'etzim could be a complete week of Ruchnius. It's learning. It's not just passive learning. Okay, might as well take a sefer, might as well learn something. A person is expressing tshuka when a person is mislive in his learning. The halakim is shutafim between the world of tshuka and arayis, hislahavus, koil, all of these in yonim, taiva, the taiva garsa nafshi, they come very, very much, they're very similar. Two things are necessary. If a person, in as much as a person is sold on taiva, it drains tshuka from ruchnis. You can't be mishtaikik for this and this. You can enjoy both, but you can't have the drive and the burn, making the ring of exclusion to keep out things that tap Kedusha away from its tachlis is a necessary prerequisite. And the second thing is when a person realizes that if he's into it and he's bislaivus and it's kolatz moisai, then the person is expressing it chukadik. Then the entire metzias of the person is into it. And the entire metzias of the person expressing it, that's the basis for Avodas Hashem. For personal Mishkan, the only basis for personal Mishkan is if there's a fire in the bottom. If there's nothing, if the volcano is dead, then whatever you build around is as dead as anything. When a person has himself tshuka, and when a person expresses tshuka, that's when a person is able to build something on it. It says when a person is nifta, it says there are three koilas that go around the world, three, I think it'll be four. One of them is a person when he's nifta. So when the Yetzias HaNeshama is a koil that's hoilich m'seif oilam atseif oilam. Shem Yechoy, in the Chelik of the Idra, that speaks about his Yema Ptira, he starts off his final teaching that he said as he was passing on. I mean, it finishes with him passing this world. He starts with Ani ledoydi v'lay tshukasei. In other words, the koil of a person expressing the sum total of his mitzias, Rav Shimon Yochai's entire life, that's what he says, from beginning till the end, is an expression of tshuka. That's how it expresses itself. And Ani ledoydi v'lay tshukasei means that the coil of the entirety of a person's life is the expression of Anila Doi Diva Lai Chukosai. Chams.